What is your view then on the global reaction to this variant being detected in South Africa?
Extremely premature. And, you know, it is as if they went into a frenzy and each and everyone out there are making a great buhai about this. And the question is, you know what, why? The clinical symptoms are not the same than with Delta. Extreme tiredness and fatigue. And the young people, that was how we first detected, with a bit of a body ache and pain and a headache. Very, very similar to what you will normally see with any viral infection. What we have seen so far is people that has been vaccinated did contact the virus, and it's mild, very, very mild symptoms. Two weeks from now on, we might see a different picture. We might see a total different clinical picture from us what we're experiencing currently. But for now, we can't even say it escaped the vaccine efficacy. We can't say that.
Prohibition of travel is not informed by science, nor will it be effective in preventing the spread of this variant. The emergence of the Omicron variant should be a wake-up call to the world that vaccine inequality cannot be allowed to continue. Until everyone is vaccinated, everyone will continue to be at risk.
Very low vaccine access, with the inability to be able to fully make our own vaccines and to be able to get out of this pandemic fast enough in a timely manner, with the vaccine apartheid that we are witnessing and the stigmatization of certain countries in Africa related to the variant, this is not a good look for the global north. What we need is cooperation, what we need is global solidarity, and what we're getting in return is actually a very punitive approach to how we can actually all manage this pandemic.